This morning's reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. Luke 19, 1 to 10. Zacchaeus the tax collector. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house because of this man, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank you for this privilege and freedom that we have to gather here this morning to worship you and to learn from your word. And Lord, I thank you for the example of Zacchaeus, who did everything he could to see you and to have a glimpse of you, and his eagerness to repent of his wrongdoing and to make things right. And Lord, I pray that as we hear this morning's message, that our hearts will be touched and that we too would hunger and thirst to see you and to find you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. The 3 years of ministry, or the 3 years that Jesus spent on this earth ministering, was coming to an end. On his way to Jerusalem, we see the final event before he enters Jerusalem. And verse 1 says, Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. He was just going through Jericho. Jericho is a very ancient city located 5 miles west of the Jordan River and about 15 miles northwest of Jerusalem. The chief tax collector of Jericho, whose name was Zacchaeus, heard that this great teacher named Jesus was passing through his city, and he wanted to at least see who he was. But Zacchaeus was a small, short man, and he could not see Jesus. Because of the crowd, he was unable to even see him. Now Zacchaeus, being a shrewd, determined person, he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him and waited patiently for Jesus to pass by that place. Zacchaeus was a very rich but corrupt tax collector. His name meant actually clean, pure. Actually, Zacchaeus was an abbreviation of the name Zachariah, meaning the righteous one. What an irony! For tax collectors were known to be cheating the public to fill their pockets. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed Jesus with great joy. Verses 2 to 6. Actually, Jesus knew who was on the tree or in the tree, why he was there, and the condition of his heart. Actually, for Jesus was not secret. Jesus knew Zacchaeus before he even climbed that tree. Jesus God Himself knows where we are, what we do, what we think, what our needs are, what our strengths are. We can never hide from God. The problem actually is not that we can't see God, or it's hard to see God, or hard to imagine God, or hide from God. The problem is just the opposite, that we cannot hide from God, that no matter where we go, He is right there. And so you have Zacchaeus, a short little man, a hated man, and a crook in today's society, he would be called, who finally he is convicted. He is interested at least to know who this man is. And he does not spare any effort to reach where he is. But Zacchaeus was a hated tax collector, as I said. So why would Jesus want to go and stay at his home, at this sinner's house? Because Jesus said, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. Now, how can Zacchaeus be worthy of the visit of the great master or God himself? Well, that's exactly what the people wanted to know too. They were very curious. What is he doing? Why is he inviting himself in the house of Zacchaeus? Zacchaeus is a crook. He has stolen money and he's hiding a lot of wealth. Let's look at Zacchaeus for a moment, please. He was a chief tax collector, yes. He had become rich by cheating and stealing money from the taxes he collected, and also had received bribes from those who wanted to cheat on their taxes. He was a man who, besides being hated for being a crooked taxman, he was also laughed at for being very short. Actually, tax collectors were considered equal to prostitutes. In Matthew 21, chapter 21, verse 31, we read, Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, that the tax collectors and the prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you, meaning that tax collectors and prostitutes were considered the lowest in their society. Another example of a tax collector and Jesus is found in Luke 18, verse 13, and I quote, "But the tax collector stood at distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, 'God, have mercy on me, a sinner.'" We know the story. We can almost see the scenario. There was this religious person, the rich man, the religious person, who was praying to God, and he was saying how good he was, how much money he had given to the temple, how he had kept all the rules and regulations, how he had fasted, and all kinds of other things. But the tax collector, knowing who he was and how sinful he was, all he prayed was, "God, forgive me, the sinner." Even though Zacchaeus had a high government position and wealth, his passion for more money was there. Wealth and pleasure had left him feeling empty inside. Even though he was very rich, he had everything he needed, he was really in need of some peace, and he felt so empty. If you expect money and pleasure to make you happy, you are setting up yourself to be disappointed. And we've heard lately, and even in the past, of so many rich people, So many popular actors and actresses, so many very successful athletes to either commit suicide or become addicted to drugs because they still are not satisfied with what they have. Zacchaeus probably hoped Jesus could set him free and fill the emptiness in his heart. He wanted to be freed from the emptiness, loneliness, and purposeless existence. But as far as the religious people were concerned, Zacchaeus was not worthy to be saved. He was a terrible sinner. And we've heard stories of poor people or beggars or drug addicts or alcoholics trying to enter into a church, and they are pushed out because they feel, or the ushers or the people at the door feel, that they are not worthy to enter into the fellowship of believers. Well, that's how they felt about Zacchaeus. Yes, he was a sinner, but he was willing to do something that the others were not willing to do. He was willing to run to where Jesus was passing. He did not wait for Jesus to come. He went his way. He ran to him. And once again, I'm sometimes discouraged when I see so many Christians, so many people who claim to be believers, so many people who have made commitments to a church, to a faith, to take their time or linger around areas where they shouldn't be. Or they don't have the time for God, or they don't have time to go to church, or they feel that their activities outside the fellowship of the believers is more important. And I say, why is it that we love, or we can love something else? Could be some addiction, it could be some person, it could be some satisfaction, some desire to become more powerful than our spiritual desire to be in God's presence. And I don't mean, when I say God's presence, I don't mean to always be in a church. I don't mean always to stay home and pray and read the Bible. But even when you are working or you're going to school, when you have a relationship with your friends, you know that God is always there and you enjoy His presence. He ran to see Jesus. He was willing, like a small child, to climb a tree to see Jesus. No pride, no fear, no effort spared. He was not ashamed to do something unusual for a man of his position to see Jesus. Zacchaeus climbed a tree in order to see Jesus. He wanted to get a glimpse of him who had changed the lives of so many. Now, Zacchaeus was not an ignorant man. He knew exactly what was going on in the city, and yet he had never met Jesus. Zacchaeus believed, or at least he hoped, that Jesus could give him what was missing in his life. This act of faith did not go unnoticed. Jesus looked up and saw him. All it takes is our willingness to find God. Anyone who seeks to find God finds him, the Bible says. Anyone who wants to meet God will meet him. Anyone who wants to talk to God can talk to God, regardless whether he is religious or she is religious or not. Many today think that they must climb up a religious ladder to be able to get to Jesus. They hope good works will bring them up near God. They think religious ceremonies will lift them up and please God. But the Bible is very clear and says that good works have not and will not ever save anyone. We are saved by grace by God's grace. Works are the result. Ephesians 2, verses 8 to 9, say, "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Jesus called him by his name, Zacchaeus. Jesus knew him by his name, even though he never met him before. But Zacchaeus had come down from the tree to meet Jesus. Jesus saw him coming down and find what was searching for. God knew what he was searching for. Jesus saw him and he said, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately." Zacchaeus responded at once and came down to meet Jesus. He had found what he was searching for. Actually, it was not Zacchaeus, excuse me. Actually, it was not Zacchaeus who invited Jesus. It was Jesus invited Zacchaeus. It was Jesus who invited Zacchaeus. All Zacchaeus had to do was to receive the invitation. Zacchaeus opened up his heart to Jesus. He opened up his home. He opened up his wallet. He opened up his eyes to the needs of others. He opened up his mouth to tell of his full commitment to those around him. When he believed in Jesus and accepted him as his Lord, he stood up and said to Jesus, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possession to the poor, and if I have cheated anyone out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." In order to make his commitment clear, he said these things. In other words, he was willing to put his words into action. He actually said, "I want to change here and now." Many people have misunderstood Christianity. Many have misunderstood to be spiritual. Many people have misunderstood to be born again. They think by just coming to the front or coming to their knees or even at home or in the car somewhere saying, "Okay, Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. From now on, I'll follow you." And then continue their own life the way they did. Makes them Christians. That's not true. Zacchaeus made sure that everyone heard his commitment. Zacchaeus made sure that he was clear enough with his commitment. As a matter of fact, he did not say, "I will try to change," or "I will change." He actually said, "I have been changed, Lord. I can feel it inside me right here in my heart." Conversion brings restitution. No one can claim to be a follower of God, a follower of Jesus Christ, and yet not reflect Christ in his life. This tax collector was considered to be a crook, a traitor to his nation. He was considered to be the lowest of the low. There was no hope for him. And yet he is the one, he changed the moment he met Jesus Christ. He not only stopped being a crook, he made a commitment to change later on. He did not say, "I'll try to be fair." He did not say, "Well, if the pastor or if the church helps me, I'll be better." He did not say that, you know, whenever I have time, I will help the poor. He did not say that I'll put in all my strength and my effort to change. He said, you know what, Jesus, you touched my soul. You have changed me. Now I am a changed person. The old Zacchaeus is gone. And if you can bring me this kind of peace, then I am willing to follow you wherever you lead me and to do anything you want me to do, because I felt your pain, your touch in my heart. First, we make things right with God and then with people, when and where possible. I believe a Christian or someone who says, I am a born-again believer, I am a Christian, I am a good Catholic, I am a good Protestant, I am a good Pentecostal because I do these things, and yet he cannot forgive his brother, he is kidding, or he is fooling himself. Or when a person identifies himself as a Christian, and yet he has more to do with worldly activities and corrupt systems than he has to do with God and his church, then he is deceiving himself and others. A hated sinner was transformed, converted, changed to a child of God. If salvation is not followed by a change of life, then someone's salvation is questionable. Jesus said, unless you change, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. The old self must go, and a new self must be put on. I believe in today's society, it's very difficult to understand what God is asking us to do. Our commitments today in general are conditional. Our commitment to our country, our commitment to our family, our commitment to our religion, our commitment to our spouse is so conditional. I love my wife. She's beautiful, gorgeous. She cooks the best possible meals. And yet something happens and she cannot cook anymore those beautiful meals. And she is not as beautiful as she was. And all of a sudden, the other women at the office look so much prettier, and the smell of their cookies are so much more pleasant. The same thing happens to women and men. The same thing happens to the Christian. All of a sudden, our commitment to God and our devotion to God and to our willingness to follow Jesus Christ no matter what is forgotten. And all of a sudden now we enjoy the pastor who has a great sense of humor. And he entertains us. And we all of a sudden enjoy the music and the overhead projections and this and the other. And all of a sudden that devotion has become conditional. As long as God would satisfy my needs, as long as God will give me the joy I'm looking for, and as long as he helps me pay my bills and get a brand new car, and there are many preachers today who will disagree with me that God has promised that he will give you a better car, a better house, better health, better this. If you give some money, he will multiply that or double it or triple it or give you 10 times more. And yet the Bible never says anything like that. Jesus says, God says, I've created you, okay? I know you so well. I know how you function. I know how your inside and outside works. And I know that if you want to love me as your creator and honor me as your creator, you may go through some difficult times. Even your car go some difficult times when they start removing the tires and scraping the body to repaint it, and when it starts, and so we as his creatures, his creation, must go through all kinds of discipline situations and a disciplined life. The old self must go and a new self must be put on. Salvation came to Zacchaeus and to his house. Jesus came to bring salvation to all who believe in him. Have you experienced Christ's salvation yet? Jesus says to you today, I must stay in your house today. He wants to come to your home with you and stay at your home. The problem is, we don't want him in our homes. We want him in the church. We want him in the Bible study. We want him in the prayer meeting. We want him while we read the Bible, but we don't really want him in our home while we are arguing, while we are doing something that won't be pleasing to him. We don't want him in our home because then we will feel very uncomfortable doing things that we would like to do. And if we bring him home, then we have to always reflect him. And I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about the pastor, the Pope, Billy Graham, or anyone. I'm talking about God, having God in your home and having God in your heart. Zacchaeus had tried everything. I'm sure he had more than he could ever spend. I'm sure he had more than he could enjoy. I'm sure he had more than stuff that could give him more pleasure than he wanted. And yet, God wanted Zacchaeus, or Jesus wanted Zacchaeus, to break bread with him. Will you, like Zacchaeus, come down at once and welcome Jesus in your life and home, or you will stay where you are? You may not have another opportunity to invite him in your life and in your home. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you so much. We thank you for blessing us in so many ways. Thank you for enabling us to continue our journey on this earth. Our Heavenly Father, we have made many commitments and failed. We made a commitment to you, and sometimes we feel that that commitment is not there. Help us, strengthen us, and help us to completely open our hearts and homes to you and to make you our Lord and Savior. In your blessed name I pray, Amen.